a Sunday. This is everything that didn't make the full episode or we didn't deem worthy enough to make a full episode, otherwise known as stocking fillers, because it's holiday season.
It is festive. Yeah.
Festive times, stressful times.
Stressful times.
Yeah.
Yes. So if you're listening to this and the day it comes out, Christmas is right around the corner. Terrifying. Ah! Awful. I'm probably crying on a beach somewhere.
Oh, I'd be... 22nd, it's a Sunday. I don't know, I'd be seeing my family.
Oh, actually, I'm seeing my family too.
Are you?
Yeah, I made alternative plans.
Ah.
I'm sure we will have discussed that in the main episode on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I will be crying somewhere. Yeah, cool.
Ryan, what will you be doing on the 22nd of December?
I don't know. I'm usually either watching Star Wars movies.
Yes.
Or for God's something sake, by Spielberg.
What's that, 2 minutes
It wasn't
in?
Even me. Soz.
Yeah. It's me today. Surprise.
I was literally just about to say, that could be a great drinking game. And then I was like, wait.
And I ruined it. Sorry.
Wait, that's the point.
Gosh, I love it. Actually, by the time this episode comes out, The Rise of Skywalker will be out.
Oh,
I will
God.
Have seen it.
Hey.
Exciting, everyone. Exciting.
Sorry, Tash. We know your stance on it.
Look, it's fine. I just don't get it. Like, I'm not.
That's totally cool.
I'm not against it in any way. I've just never seen any I don't really know the gist.
That's okay.
Do you like Harry Potter?
Not as much as I like Lord of the Rings.
Are you a Lord of the Rings fan?
Wow.
Yeah, I'm Lord of the Rings all the way, like through and through.
Yes.
Well, just think of it as Lord of the Rings in space.
Right.
I don't know. That's
back
hot elves?
Let's baby steps. I don't know.
More like hot rebels.
Okay.
Yeah. With less pointy ears.
Well, it was the hair and
you
the
were
like...
a Legolas fan?
Of course I was, yes. Orlando Bloom. I had like a huge, huge, huge Dolly poster, and I fixed it to my ceiling so that I stared up at Orlando Bloom at night.
Classic. Nah, Aragorn all the way.
Oh my God, yes. As I've grown into a fully fledged adult, I realized that he is by far the superior male. Mm-hmm. But also, like, being pan doesn't kind of make sense that I thought Legolas was the hottest.
True.
Weird non-binary elf.
Yeah.
Beautiful person.
Very nice blue eyes.
Just the hair. What great braids. Anyway.
Yeah. So
we had some questions.
We do have some questions. So we asked you, dear listeners and dear followers of our Instagram, which is, what's our Instagram handle?
Why Am I Like This Pod?
Thank you. What your anxieties were around Christmas. And you gave us some answers.
Yeah. What are your anxieties, Caitlin?
Spending too much money.
Really?
Yeah, spending too much money and eating too much. I'd say are my two main anxieties around Christmas time.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I think it's used to be a whole... Oh, I don't know. Actually, I take all that back. Christmas is the only time of the year that I properly see my extended family. Mm. So it was always a thing of like, it's the family time.
Yeah.
Which is, I guess, big for a lot of people. But as I have grown into adult who doesn't live in the same country as her parents, it's the one time of the year that I properly get to see them and spend time with them.
Yeah.
And we've started watching Die Hard, so... It's a fun little tradition.
Yeah, that's a thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I'm just anxious about the entire thing.
Yeah.
I just hate December. Like, the whole of December is like a write-off for me.
Yeah, fair.
Look, I'm doing my best to just, power through.
Yeah.
Pretend it's not happening.
Mm.
Just kind of pretending it's not happening this year. It's my second sober Christmas.
Yeah, okay.
So it'll definitely be easier, but
doesn't
mean I want to do it.
Yeah, fair.
So we asked you guys what yours were.
Yes.
And we'll give you some tips and advice if we have it.
Yes, because we are not professionals.
Obvs. Or else we'll just commiserate with you, you know?
Yeah, true. The first one is not drinking and being surrounded by people either on drugs or drunk.
Yeah, well, obviously that's a huge anxiety of mine as well.
Yes.
I find a buddy. Like, the buddy system works really well at family gatherings. Mm. Like, surely you've got a cool cousin or, like, if you don't have anyone around your age, even kind of playing babysitter works really well. It's a good way to get out of things. Like, oh, I'm just going to do this craft with the kids or I'm going to make this thing in this other quiet room away from the adults.
Mm.
Yeah, I think cousins and anyone younger than you were always good outs.
Yes. I think it's also a thing of because families tend to be big events, there's usually some sort of other designated driver. So I would say you'd find solace in you're not being the only person who isn't drinking.
Yeah. That's not always the case. But if there are other sober people there, hunt them out for sure.
Yes.
And if there aren't, just remember that you can leave at any time.
Yeah, definitely.
No one can force you to stay anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Or the police if they do.
Yes. Mm. Definitely. Another one, scheduling. Mum has to do multiple Christmas events so everyone can avoid each other. Ooh.
That's fun.
Yeah.
I don't think that, well, yeah, my parents don't do that. Nobody, like, you've got to get to a pretty rough place in your family for your mum to accept that that's the best way for it to work.
Yeah, definitely.
I can imagine that you'd feel really responsible as well, like if you couldn't make certain dates.
Yeah.
Trying to stress fit the whole family things in.
100%. Yeah, this is not one that I have experience with.
I'm really fortunate because my family's, I've got a strong European side, so we do Christmas Eve with one side of the family and then Christmas Day with the other side.
Ah.
So the scheduling's pretty simple. And I've always had multiple Christmases, you know, catch-ups, family things. But I guess it's not so much a scheduling nightmare. I just sort of got dragged along to whatever was on, you know?
Yes.
When you're a kid.
Yeah, I've had the same. So both sides of the family are quite big, like 23, 25 cousins on each side big.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
My family's so small compared to that, yeah.
Mm. And we'll – so in the past we would do – yeah, like I think there's been a couple Christmases where we'd host and we do like mum's side of the family – during the day and then dad's side of family during the nighttime and doing all that. I think we're doing less of that this year where I think one side of the family has moved to Christmas Eve and the other side is Christmas Day because my granny's birthday is also on Christmas Day.
Cute.
So it's a thing of have to go see dad's side of the family.
Yeah.
What I'm finding this year is that I'm now getting friends who are holding their own Christmas invites.
Yeah.
And it's having to schedule friends around family as well, which is a new one for me.
Yeah.
Which is nice.
Because I think that is the thing. As you get older, it's not just about your family. It's about your chosen family as well, your friends.
100%.
Yeah, like I really want to volunteer this Christmas. My wonderful friends, Keith and Leanne, who run the Kindness Combi in Adelaide, are throwing a Merry Kindmas event. So if you are listening to this on the Sunday and you feel like you are going to be alone or you might need some company – or you'd like to get out of the house and do some volunteering, you can hit up the Kindness Combi. We'll be down at Semaphore on the beach in Adelaide or somewhere down there. Just having a place for anyone who doesn't have anywhere that they'd like to be on Christmas. So that'll be nice.
That'd be lovely.
And I think, I don't know what that was a tangent from, but everyone there will be like sober and lovely and we'll be crafting and it'll be great.
Cute.
Yeah.
Ryan, what are you doing?
For Christmas?
Yeah.
On actual Christmas Day?
Like, what's your thing? What's your schedule plan? Yeah.
Usually it involves dinner or lunch or even breakfast with the family.
Uh-huh.
Breakfast? That's too soon.
Yeah, it's usually, yeah. Let's be honest here. I wake up at noon, so. And it always, without fail, consists of my mum cooking way too much food for anyone. And she always brings out, like, a surprise third dessert.
What?
Like, it's ridiculous. I love it, but I always end up getting angry at her because I'm like, you could have just cooked us, like, one meal and a dessert and we would have been totally fine, but you every year do this and you cook way too much and it's fucking delicious, but it is too much. It's too much.
Leftovers, though, right?
Yeah, I know, but it's, I don't know. She just overdoes it a little bit, but yeah, I love her. I love the food and it's all good. But yeah, celebrations wise, I don't know. I don't mind a quiet drink, but I sort of get a little bit anxious about Christmas and about like the new year thing because like it's kind of, I don't know, these days I feel like I got to plan for like a day after like a big one, quote unquote, and that's always going to be a big one. And I don't know, I get a little bit anxious about it. I know that there's going to be a lot of drinking involved or something, I get really anxious.
Yeah.
So.
Because you don't want to be around other people that are drinking or because you don't want to drink to keep up with them?
Bit of that. Bit of just the day afterwards.
So hangover fear.
Yeah. Or like, you know, it's when you get like blackout drunk and then you wake up and you're like, oh God, I made an ass of myself. I definitely made an ass of myself.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't think I would have, but there's just that ultimate paranoia the next day.
Yes. Hashtag regrets. Yes.
Yeah.
Which is a shit way to start the new year.
Truly.
It really is.
Truly. What are you guys doing for New Year's?
Probably the weedy for me.
Yeah. I think, Caitlin, you're coming to the weedy too.
Yeah. Anyway, it's something. They're starting to roll in the new year invites.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I don't do New Year either. I'm just a fucking miserable bitch around the start of the year. Until it hits my birthday in January.
Oh, yeah.
I'm grumpus all the way until the 18th. And then I'm like, happy birthday, princess.
Happy new me.
Cool. Same me, same bullshit.
But that's fair.
Yeah.
Do you?
I think there's never a bad time to, what's that fucking lame saying? Like, it's never too late to be who you could have been or something like that.
Yeah, it's never too late to be the best version of you.
The best version of you,
Yeah.
Whatever.
Insert saying here, Hallmark greeting card.
Hallmark. All right, what was the other one?
Yeah.
I feel like we've got some more.
The last question, being the only queer in the room surrounded by racist, sexist, religious family members.
Yes.
Oh, no, I can't identify, but I feel for whoever submitted that one.
Such a toughie. I feel like a lot of people are in that situation, especially people that aren't out yet.
Yes, definitely.
And I actually think it's, well, for me it was scarier.
Okay.
When I wasn't out, because it was like you've constantly got this underlying, well, I constantly have this underlying anxiety and fear that somebody would find out and that they would know, or maybe somebody saw me holding hands with my girlfriend this one time and half the family secretly does know or something.
Yeah.
And like just anxiety, obviously making up all these insane situations. Like, it really doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. And it's hard to hear as well when people do start making inappropriate or offensive comments to you, like, or around you even. It's so difficult because, you know, you don't want to quote unquote ruin Christmas. Ugh. And like, but also nobody should be allowed to ruin your Christmas.
Yeah, agreed.
What do you think?
I think in terms of dealing with that, it's the same as the advice you've gave in terms of drinking, like find someone, a cousin or a family member who has the same mindset as you do. Mm. And make sure that you are safe in that situation. And if you feel like you can engage in those conversations, those debates, where I think in my family I definitely can, make sure you know your shit.
Yeah. Get your facts right.
Yeah, but also do feel, like, make sure that you're feeling safe in that conversation.
Yeah. You don't need to fight with some drunk uncle that you know is just going to belittle you and be rude to you. Like, you can be the bigger person, be the better person. As much as it sucks to sometimes have to bite your tongue, and as much as it can be so heartbreaking, is it as heartbreaking as if you blow up and have a huge family fight? And, you know, and it's tough. Like, and I find, especially with our generation, you know, that whole, okay, boomer, like it is a joke, but also it's seriously depressing to feel like you're never heard or understood or listened to by, you know, an older generation.
Yeah.
And it can be really difficult to respectfully and politely, like disagree or debate something that they might have said.
Yeah, especially when there's alcohol involved.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And that, isn't always easy.
No.
I remember crying, so this is pretty on topic actually.
Okay.
A few years ago when I was in the UK, I begrudgingly went to my partner's family Christmas and ended up having the absolute best time. It was very, very sweet and definitely one of my best Christmas on memories. But one of his uncles was making quote-unquote sexist jokes. And I was getting really upset and I was pretty drunk and I was like, oh, that's like not funny though, you know? And he was like, oh, it's just a joke. And I was like, yeah, but there's no such thing as a sexist joke, is there? And, you know, it kind of went on a little bit. And because they were getting a rise out of me, like, you know, they sort of kept poking the bear and I got drunker, they were getting drunker, the comments started getting a bit more lewd and I just kind of finally snapped and was really sobbing and I was like, that you can't talk about women like that. And I was like, you can't talk, like, you have wives, like, look at all of the women around you right now, like, who you're celebrating this festive period with, like you should be ashamed of yourself, you should be embarrassed, you know. And they were just sort of having a laugh and I was like, no. And I got quite stern, and obviously it's not my family, and all of a sudden I'm yelling at someone's family and I'm just like, this is the same night that I dropped the C-bomb playing Monopoly. But I was like, you, and I was like, I'm not upset about you, and I understand that you think it's a sexist joke. And I was like, what I'm worried about is your 17-year-old son who's listening to this and who thinks that this is appropriate and who's seeing his dad make these quote unquote jokes, but he can see how upset I am and he can see you bullying me and like not listening to me. And like, even though I've said, you know, stop it, I don't like it, you're hurting my feelings, that's, you know, all of those. And he was still going on and on and on. And I was like, I'm upset for your son. I'm upset for your wife. Like, yeah. And it was very, you know, upsetting conversation. And in the end, you know, the sort of aunties and things pulled me around and I was having a big old cry. And then,
yeah.
Then it just became a whole thing about crying about family in general and whatever. Oof. But moral of the story is if you are in like a safe enough position to do so, it's okay to have a debate.
Yeah.
As long as, like Caitlin said, you know your shit and you can calmly, if you can keep your cool.
Yeah.
Like there is nothing adults hate more than when they are losing their shit and they're getting irrationally angry and upset about things. And you can just sit there patiently and calmly and say, it's a shame that you see things that way when, in fact, science shows us that or, like, whatever it is. And, they just get so enraged. But you just take power in that. Like, every little bit of rage that they have, just let that grow your confidence.
Mm.
Feed off their angry souls.
And remember that you're also an adult. Like, yes. if you're probably also an adult having that conversation and that, like, debated topic, whatever.
Yeah.
And if they're acting like a child, you can definitely call them out on
that. Oh, yeah.
In some cases.
Yeah. Or, like, and a really good way is, I'm not going to engage in this conversation with you anymore.
Yeah.
And if you say things like that in a really polite and stern way, they tend to get quite embarrassed.
Yeah.
Because they realize that they are behaving like children and they are embarrassing themselves.
Mm.
And sometimes, like, obviously, depends on your family, depends on your situation. But just telling someone that's actually really embarrassing.
Yeah.
Is like so brutal.
Yeah.
Like, I remember somebody saying that to me when I was drunk and being like, okay, Tash, this is embarrassing now. And I was like, no, like my biggest fear, like nothing snaps you back to reality.
Yeah. And you can also walk away from that. I think Christmas celebrations there's a lot of outs. You can be like, oh, I'm going to get some more food. Oh, desserts come out, whatever, whatever.
Yeah. Oh, I need some more ice. Oh, I'm going to go see Nana. Oh, I'm just going to check on X, Y, Z.
Yes.
Yeah. Use your outs wisely.
Yeah. I think it'd be fun to give a list of alternative topics you can talk about if you don't want to talk about X, Y, Z during the Christmas celebration. My first one is talk about new films that have come out.
Right. Sure. Okay. Films.
Where's this going, Caitlin?
Films and books.
Yeah.
Okay. I like to discuss new like products that I've seen from new like local makers and businesses.
Yeah.
That's something that I really love to do with my friends. I'm like, oh, I've got this designer that you'll love.
Yes.
And like sharing, you know, Instagram pages of creatives I really love.
Yeah. Same with cute dogs that you might all follow. We all know boomers love cute dogs.
They do. They do. Yeah. Oh, actually, do you know what adults, well, lots of family like, is seeing photos of what you've been up to.
Yes.
So click through into your favorites or whatever. Just have a look at some of your highlighted photos. Maybe do a screen test before Christmas. No nudes in there. Nobody needs to see that. But yeah, and then just sort of be like, oh, this is earlier in May when I did this cool blah, 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 blah. And maybe you guys will get to know each other in a little bit in a way that you didn't think before.
Exactly. You can talk about the podcasts that you might be listening to.
Yeah.
Like this one.
Oh, I think I've spoken actually before about this. But you can pose, like, my favorite question is, if you could have any kind of business, what would you have?
Yeah.
Like, I find hypothetical creative questions are really fun as well.
Yeah.
If you were going to start a podcast, what would it be about?
Yes.
If you could have dinner with three people, dead or alive, who would it be?
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather questions?
Yeah.
They're great and also can be pretty hilarious.
What music are you all listening to at the moment? Do a bit of a intergenerational music exchange.
You'd normally be surprised at how much overlap there is in that, I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ryan,
you got any suggestions?
Well, the music one's pretty good. I reckon, like, if you said who would be your top three people to, like, resurrect from the dead.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
Because, like, there is, and as, like, you guys said, like, there is such a great intergenerational crossover there.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone loves stuff from the old days and the boomers love old stuff as well. So, like, you find a lot of common ground there, I think.
Yeah.
And they can tell you some things about that person that maybe you didn't know.
Yeah.
And they'll, like, tell you when they were really stoned and watched Pink Floyd live in the UK or something like that.
A fun one that me and my family and my parents are starting to do is how people got together. Like, how did you meet your partner?
Thank you.
Yeah. That's or, like, nice. Fun stories from your parents' childhood if you are celebrating with your parents.
A good one, actually. I've had good experiences asking this question. What is the best gig you've ever been to?
Ooh.
And, like, watching people's faces light up as they relive that memory is pretty amazing.
Yeah.
And also, let's talk about talking to younger people.
Oh,
yeah. Because we are assuming that you're all young talking to older people. But if you are, I don't even know how to judge who's old or what.
Yeah.
But please keep in mind that if you are speaking to someone younger than you, whether they've got a partner or not is none of your business.
Yeah.
Their sexuality, none of your business. What mm-hmm. they look like, what they're wearing, whether they've lost or gained weight, whether they've had a haircut,
yeah.
whether they have different pronouns, whether they are vegan now, whether they have different political views than you, it is none of your business.
Yeah.
And if somebody shuts down a conversation with you, don't poke the bear.
Mm.
Just let them have it.
Agreed.
Just walk away.
Yeah.
Change the subject. If you notice someone trying to change the subject, or you notice a younger cousin or someone that looks like they're in an awkward conversation, save them.
Yes, definitely.
Be the hero.
Yeah. Be the cool older cousin. He's yeah. like, we're like, I got you.
Yeah. Swoop in there and be like, ah, oh, this looks shit. Come with me. Like,
yeah.
You know, or ah, oh, these oldies are boring, aren't they? Let's go for a walk.
Yeah.
You know, how many times you used to go for a walk and then come back super drunk. It's a tough time of year.
It is.
And especially mental health services this year, they're always there.
Mm.
They go into overdrive in the holiday season because everybody understands that this is a really difficult time of year for a lot of people. Alcoholics specifically, there should be, if you Google your local AA or Smart Recovery, whatever recovery program you're in, on Christmas Day, New Year's Day, there are often 24-hour support services. If you need to, you can often go to meeting, to meeting, to meeting, to meeting. You might have to wiggle around a bit, but if you need that support, it is there for you, as is Lifeline, as we've mentioned at the end of every episode. Beyond Blue, any yeah. other good ones, Caitlin?
Not that I can think of off the top of my head.
Mm. Online chat.
Yeah.
For mental health is always really good. If you don't feel comfortable or safe
mm.
to sort of take a phone call, that's something that you can even do while you're at the kitchen table if you need to.
Yeah, definitely.
Have a friend on text if you can.
Yeah.
Friend on standby waiting for you to call if you need an out,
mm.
waiting to call you perhaps.
Yeah, well, I was just going to yeah. say you can, if you support us on Patreon, you might get a little
oh, yeah.
Christmas card from us.
Yeah, we have got a little surprise for yeah. our Patreons as well. So you might have received that by now. But mm. if not, sign up on Patreon.
Yeah.
And we'll have some fun new content in the new year for you guys.
Yeah.
I guess have a safe and happy festive period.
Yeah.
Look after yourselves. Please. Look after one another.
Yes.
Be kind. Be generous.
Yeah. Be gentle with yourself.
Be so gentle with yourself.
Yeah.
Like, wrap yourself up in pastry like a little sausage and just bake until well done, you know? Just recoup.
Soft little chuckle.
We love you guys.
Yeah.
And
thanks for sticking out yeah, for this long.
This podcast has been really beautiful
yeah.
for everyone involved. And we look forward to seeing you guys again in the new year.
Ooh.
Fill our inbox with love.
Please.
Bye.
Bye.